1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. They're clearing down trees in parts of southeastern Missouri after a pre-dawn tornado did heavy damage and is blamed for at least four deaths and multiple injuries. KFVS TV reporter Jeffrey Bullard.
I did have a chance to speak to one of the families who felt the blast of the tornado come through. All they heard and felt was wind. They got inside their bathtub. The girl's boyfriend then got a mattress on top of them. And the next thing you know, they're coming out of their house. And she says, all they see is debris.
Severe storms are forecast this afternoon for parts of Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. Secretary of State Blinken commenting today on a Wall Street Journal reporter who's being held by Russia.
In my own mind, there's no doubt that he's being wrongfully detained by Russia, which is exactly what I said to Foreign Minister Lavrov when I spoke to him over the weekend and insisted that Evan be released immediately. But I want to make sure that, as always, because there is a formal process, that we go through it, and we will, and I expect that to be completed soon.
Officially designating Evan Gershkovich as wrongfully detained would elevate the priority of his case in the government. Former President Trump has heaped verbal criticism on the judge who heard his not guilty plea in New York yesterday and members of the judge's family. Trump attorney Joe Tacopina discussed the felony case with correspondent John Dickerson on CBS Mornings.
Let me ask you about the former Trump Organization CFO, Alan Weisselberg. He is throughout the statement of facts here. He is he's currently serving because he was convicted on 15 felonies, including falsifying business records. He's obviously somebody who can corroborate the claims of the DA. Will he appear, do you think, as a witness for the prosecution or the defense?
In no scenario will he appear as a witness for the prosecution. I mean, if you listen to his trial testimony, he all but exonerated Donald Trump in any knowledge of anything.
Well, CBS's Nicole Killian on House Speaker McCarthy meeting today with Taiwan's president in California.
It's not unusual. This is something that Speaker McCarthy had hinted at, that he would possibly meet with the Taiwanese leader. It was thought he might even go to Taiwan at one point in time.
China has blasted that. The Justice Department says it settled a suit over the 2017 mass shooting at a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Will pay victims and their families more than $144 million. 26 were killed. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 8 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never really thought about tools until I bought a house in the suburbs. It's like this weird homeowner test if I need a tool for a project and don't have it. And my neighbor Ted loves to give me that look when I ask to borrow a pole saw. A year ago, I didn't even know pole saws existed. And now I gotta borrow one from Ted? What is happening?
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, April 6th. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 8 a.m. The County Board of Canvassers will meet at 9 a.m. The Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 1:30 p.m. There's a special meeting notice for the County Board to hear results from the Central Sands Nitrate and Neonicotinoid Study. It will take place at 6:30 at the Marquette County Services Building in Montello. In Portage County, the Central Wisconsin Watershed Partnership Advisory Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Security and Facilities Committee meeting will take place at 1:30. The Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4, and the Human Resources Committee will meet at 5. Stevens Point will hold a special Common Council meeting at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Board of Canvas will meet from 9 a.m. to 4:30. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 46. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 26. Highs level off around 41. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
out of there to refrigerate molasses.
And the last one, which I've only ever bought this product when I was trying to do the 40 under 40. Not the 40 under 40. The that is a... The Milwaukee Business Journal. Whole 30. That's what I'm thinking of, which is where you cut out like dairy.
Oh, I forgot about that fat.
Whole grains. Not whole grains. You like everything. You cut out most food. And you have to cut out dairy so you don't have butter. And the replacement is something called ghee. Jane looks me bewildered.
That sounds not appetizing.
That's what you wear when you're doing karate.
So it's a real bear to deal with, I guess, when it's refrigerated. So if you are a... ghee fan, which is a form of clarified butter, is okay to store at room temperature, just like your real butter, as long as you put in a little sweet butter dish from your grandmother, like we do.
I'm in no danger of eating ghee.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk about the Brewers and their winning streak. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Creamy peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Snuggle up with a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting for you. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Current Technologies Incorporated and the Southwood County Humane Society. When the power goes out, contact Current Technologies Incorporated, your local Platinum Kohler generator dealer. Don't be left in the dark. Call 715-887-4444 to get more information about Kohler Standby Generator today.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and Mr. Greg Bach is here. Now, Greg, I have been holding on to this topic since I went to the Cubs Brewers game on Saturday. You look like you're not paying attention to the story
I'm listening to everything you're saying.
You.
But I also hear you say the Cubs, so I go on. I'm listening.
But we won that game. I would imagine that you would have been excited.
Oh, that game. I thought you were talking about opening day.
No, I'm talking about Saturday.
Yeah.
So you're not listening.
I'm listening.
And I have to say, as much as you last Wednesday had been not very happy about the changes that are happening in Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah.
It may have just been because I was very cold at Wrigley at the game on Saturday. But I have to say, I kind of liked it.
How long was the game?
Well, we still left at the bottom of the sixth because I was so cold.
Okay, well then,
but started at 1:10 or 1:30? 1:10?
1:10.
I think the game was done by 4.
That's an average game. It's about 3 hours.
I'm guessing right now. I didn't time it myself, but I just felt faster.
I just, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, I'm 45 and as I'm not, maybe I'm not becoming more conservative with age, but I'm just becoming more just whatever. I just, I like baseball the way it is and I don't need it to be faster. And I don't think the incremental changes, and I said it before, I don't think these small changes are going to bring hordes of fans. I just don't. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it shorter, more action-packed. Baseball is not an action-packed game. It's just not.
And I think as a person who I'm not, I won't say I would never argue that I appreciate baseball and say the way that you appreciate baseball. But didn't Fancy Brian say that as a big baseball fan, that's his nickname here, that he was like, he really thought that this was the right move, right? Yeah.
Brian Kelly and Luke Mathers went to the home opener on Monday. Brian said he could absolutely tell and thought it was fabulous. And it just really kept things moving along.
Maybe.
And then we started having a discussion about the glove wrangling and the adjusting and the hit swing at the ball.
Okay, Grandpa. Jeez. Maybe I can go on their show and they can talk to me about this and kind of bring me into the light because I don't know. It seems weird. And I really wanted to go to the home opener on Monday. I was very bummed, especially like a 10-0 blowout and then a 9-0 blowout.
Someone made that joke last night. They're like, who got beat worse last night, the Mets or Dan Kelly?
Nice.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
It's the Mets.
Which is hilarious because I follow baseball as far as the headlines that make it into not like ESPN news, but like, oh, this popped up in my newsletter of all of the news that I am reading for the day. And the fact that that billionaire hedge fund guy spent $370 million on the Mets this year, only to get smashed by our little team right out of the gate this season. I was like, well, that feels good.
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot for a team that cut their payroll by $1 million this year from last year and is still far below the MLB league average, which is about $100 million. I mean, it says a lot, the fact this is where I wanted to go. I really do. I mean, we've got Christian Yelich, and Christian Yelich is going to pop one of these days.
Oh,
we spent so much money on him, and we are going to lose Corbin Burnes because of the arbitration thing. It's just, I'm remaining optimistic, but I'm not going to be surprised by anything that happens. We're sitting at the top of the division right now, of course, but there have been four games played. But the fact that we beat the Cubs and we beat the Mets so handily, I mean, okay, we got some power. But then again, the Brewers always come with power in the beginning, and somewhere around the break, they're like, we're going to go to lunch, and it's going to hurt the rest of you. I'm going to make a chili, and then I'm going to make a white bean soup. Eat them all at the same time, and then try to bat. Oh, my tummy.
Well, here, I saw this on TikTok, but someone was making the argument that I'm just going to be honest when I see things on TikTok because I still do not want this app to go away.
That's fine.
So I'm going to be honest with the interesting information that I gather from it, which I saw someone who made an interesting point as far as the MLB thinking that these changes are what's going to bring people back to the game. And his point as a baseball watcher was like, no, it's because you make it really hard to watch baseball in that like a lot of the cable packages you get, you get like 27 out of the 30 teams. So you're like, but I really care about watching the Atlanta Braves. It's like, well, you don't get that one.
No.
Sorry.
That's a complaint I hear every single season. I pay for this package. I can't watch my team. I'm paying good money. I can't watch my team. That's craziness. Baseball, I'm sorry, and this is another old man opinion. If the game is sold out or above a certain amount, it should be on a station that's accessible by the people. And I mean, listening to baseball is great on the radio, but I ain't got time for that. Like, I'll watch a game, but like listening on the radio, I am all over the place. Then things are happening, and I'm not listening to Bob Uecker. But yeah, yes, it make it hard to watch it, and with every year it changes. Oh, this year it's on Bally's. This year it's on FS1. Mm-hmm. This year it's on Prime. This year, come on.
Oh, it is on Prime. It's Amazon bought the rights.
I think so. I think there's some baseball on it, but like that's the thing is every year it's different, and every year you're asking me to shell out so much money and just to say you can't watch this game. I want my money back. Let's get yourself a ballpark pass, friend. $37 a month. Go to every game. Go to every game.
Yeah. When's the first? So you haven't gone to a game yet?
I'm not scheduled to go to another game until next month, but I'm going to try to get to one maybe next week.
Well, you know that all season long, we're giving away tickets. So maybe you can listen to the show one day and call in.
No, thank you. Hey, I've started listening to the show. I just haven't bragged about it, okay? I haven't bragged about it. I texted
the
you.
The joke being that Greg Bach does not listen to our show when he's not on it.
I texted you one day as a response to something you all said on the show. It was very sweet, I thought, and you didn't respond back. So whatever. I said you were going to make him laugh, and you made him laugh, and whatever.
Whatever. All right. When we come back, we have a guest here who is going to talk to us about his new book. James Bastian is here. We're going to talk about Willa's Pursuit. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We've got heart. We've got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course. But keep that old horse before the car.
Who minds them pop bottles flying?
The hisses and boos.
The team has been consistent.
Yeah, we always lose.
But we're laughing cause we've got heart. We've got heart.
WAUK 5. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The two men who died in an apparent murder-suicide on April 2nd have been identified. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office completed their investigation into the deaths of 65-year-old Daniel R. Gums and 62-year-old Ronnie A. Gums. Both men lived at the home on County Road N in the town of Hull, 5 miles from Colby. Officials do not believe there was any foul play or other factors involved. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is working to debunk myths surrounding sexual assault in honor of Sexual Assault Awareness Month in April. They will post information about myths on social media throughout the month. This week, they are giving information to disprove the belief that many reports of sexual assault are false. There is no data to suggest that false reports are any higher in sexual assault cases than they are for any other criminal case. This effort is one small way to show support for survivors. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 46. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Highs level off around 41. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Dude, which is a historical fiction novel, and the sequel to his first book, Wisconsin Logging Camp, thus the music. What was that song, Jane?
I am a logger.
I am a logger.
Yes.
We were very in sync with our swaying. Jim, we missed out. You'll have to sway with us on the way out. But welcome to the show, Jim.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy the show. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you here. So let's start with the first book, since Willow's Pursuit is a sequel. What is the premise of Wisconsin Logging Camp 1921, and how much of it is just baked into the title?
Well, the book is a historical fiction, as you referenced, and it deals with Wisconsin logging in 1920, and it follows the family of two immigrant families, one from Poland and one from England, and it is, I would say, 92% history. I originally started to write a history. That's what I wanted to write, and it was the catalyst to get me interested in writing and a historical book had to do with an article from an old Eau Claire newspaper in which the editor wrote about three loggers and a boy finding a petrified body in the woods. Well, I thought, who is this guy? What's he doing there? And as I started researching, there wasn't any information. Well, actually, I wrongly interpreted that as great news because it meant there was a void in the historical record that I would be about to fill. So I went on a decades-long pursuit of researching who was this guy in the woods. With the advent of the internet, I disappointingly learned it was a hoax.
He needed
2 inches to fill. So I had this volume of research about logging. I had the payroll records. I was trying to track down the boy. I thought he was the best bet, since this was from the 1920s and 30s, that he might be still kicking and I would be able to get an interview with him anyway. But it ended up being about a boy, because I had discovered that there were boys that rarely but periodically worked in logging camps. They were called chickadees, and they would scrape the residue from the horses that were on the ice trails and whatnot to make sure that when the loggers went out into the woods, that the sleds slid without impediments. So the book is about a chickadee. A 7-year-old boy immigrates from Germany and ends up as an orphan in the North Woods of Wisconsin. And while that sounds like a reach, it's actually based on true stories. And so it's an aggregate of snippets of immigrant families put together. And I didn't take the snippets to exaggerate. I took the snippets to coincide time and place. So it wasn't just this short story after short story. It was an aggregate of their experiences. And I didn't have enough time. There was too much information to have the search for the body in the same book. And so Willa's Pursuit is actually the culmination of that search. And Willa's Pursuit, although she doesn't know it when she starts, is about looking for the guy.
So, but then it I'm assuming, place, oh, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say it takes place 40 years later, well, 50 years later. It's now 1970. And the sequel is Willa's father is the boy from book number one. So we're following the same family. They both take place in Wisconsin. So we're dealing with the same historical context, but different timelines, same family.
We're talking to Jim Bastian about his newest book and his first book, Willa's Pursuit. And then the first book is Wisconsin Logging Camp, 1921. So it sounds like so much historical research done for the first book. But then if you fast forward to the 1970s for the second book, what is the historical, what was the research that went into putting everything into context for that period?
I really like having rich content, and history supplies that. So rather than have to make things up, I'd rather just apply the rich historical context. Well, 1971 in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison was a flashpoint of the Vietnam War mm-hmm. protests. If you remember, Sterling Hall was blown up. Society was trending quickly from June Cleaver and Betty Crocker to sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And Madison was a big part of that process. And so there's a lot going on. So to plunk our protagonist into that environment seemed like it really could enrich the content and give me an opportunity to bring in that historical component. The second part of it that I found of interest that has the strong foothold in reality is psychology. I was a former high school psychology teacher. I have no credentials beyond an undergraduate degree in psychology, like 40% of college graduates, but I have an interest. And so I pulled together, that interest has allowed me to do some poking around. And Madison was also a part of the fundamental change in the field of psychology, from Freud, Jung, from Adler, to the behavioralists, Harlow, B.F. Skinner, and experimental psychology. Well, our protagonist, Willa, the daughter of the boy from book one, is a graduate student in psychology in Madison in 1971, and she takes part in an experiment, and it's a risky experiment, and she has a traumatic experience from it. And so that brings all of those pieces together. In fact, the traumatic experience she has is a Harry Harlow experiment on sensory deprivation. And you might remember from your Psych 101 days, or your listeners will, where you have the two baby rhesus monkeys. One is clinging to a wire mesh form, and the other is clinging to a wire mesh form covered with terry cloth. And what that was Harlow's groundbreaking research on sensory deprivation, and found that the baby monkey that was clinging to just the wire mesh had social deprivation development issues and brain development shortcomings, whereas the monkey that was clinging to the terry cloth had more normal development. Well, that's the impact of even modest changes in sensory deprivation. Well, enterprising researchers weren't going to let it go at that. And so they wondered, golly, I wonder what would happen to graduate students if we completely blocked off their sensory deprivation, completely blocked off their senses. And they were plunged into tanks of water, blindfolded with tanks and wetsuits and whatnot. And what they found is that the brain doesn't like it very much when it can't distinguish between reality and what's going on in your head. And some students who underwent that experiment had some bad experiences. Willa is one of them.
It's funny because I feel like people pay for that these days. Aren't there like deprivation tanks that people pay a lot of money to go like float in water in the dark?
I flew to Dubai and paid some guy to just cut off my senses.
Didn't Aaron Rodgers essentially just do this?
No, he did ayahuasca. I mean, he's immunized from everything.
No.
Similar principle, he went into a dark room. But you're exactly right.
I've been in
but
a dark
there's
room.
A huge difference between sensory decrease and total sensory deprivation.
Okay.
It's the difference between going into a pitch black auditorium and your brain is trying to figure things out, and then light a single candle in a corner of the auditorium. That small increase in perception makes all the difference in the world. And the tanks that people are spending a lot of money on to submerge themselves in are really sensory reduction experiences, not sensory deprivation in its entirety.
Got it. All right. Well, so then in total, between the initial research when you thought that the story about the boy was real, to the release of Willow's Pursuit, which was April 15th is when it's coming out?
Yes, it's out now, actually.
Oh, it's available. Out now. And so
how long have you
been working on these stories?
Well, the original story that I read was from a Wisconsin conservation magazine published in 1978. I think I read it maybe in 81. That's what sparked the research that began with the logging. So it's been a long time.
Wow.
So when people say, well, how long does it take you to write a book? Well, 5 decades?
I'll tell you how long it takes to write two books.
In this case, it did.
Wow. So this was something that sparked your interest. And at this point, because you've done a lot of different things. You've been a high school teacher, as you said. Then you went out and got your MBA and you worked in business. And so was this always kind of in the back of your head, even as you were having different careers?
It was really a lot of interest in it. And the more I looked into it, even after the disappointment of finding out that this article that prompted the initial investigation was a hoax, these immigrant family experiences, particularly as it pertains to the state of Wisconsin, was so interesting to me that I continued to do background research. For example, what I was unaware of. So northern Wisconsin was cut over of the pines. And people were then, in 1920, they were beginning to log the hardwoods. Well, there were millions of acres of cut over land with no value. They're huge tree stumps and rocks. Well, enterprising realtors went to Europe following World War I when these immigrants are getting on boats to come here to sell them farms. And they would prepay for these farms, and they'd show them brochures of the beautiful farms. Well, what they were buying was 40 or 80 acres of stumps and rocks.
Oh, so
these poor folks showing up here having prepaid. Now, these are destitute people prepaying for these properties, and there were no refunds.
Yeah.
Some would only require 50% down. Regardless, this is buyer's remorse on steroids when you get there and look at your farm. And, you know, you're going to dig up stumps that are the size of a bed and without a tractor. And you have hundreds of them, and then to plant your farm. Also, there is a woods to cut down to build your farmhouse with. And there are communities in northern Wisconsin, Little Croatia, and there are some others that escape me at the moment, that are entire communities that originated with immigrants from that country that came here and got hoodwinked in buying this land. So it was an unscrupulous beginning that brought many of these immigrants to northern Wisconsin. That's just one instance.
And Jim, it must have just been, everything must have been so hard just because of the time period that it happened in. And, you know, like you said, not having a tractor, maybe you couldn't even afford a horse. Everything must have just been such a struggle to even survive.
Well, that's really an insightful comment. And we often don't think of our ancestors as having gone through that. But when you think of the devastation of World War I, you have tens of millions of young men killed, which means tens of millions of widows and orphans. You have the Europe completely devastated. And think of the farms and the villages and whatnot. So you have destitute people, children whose educations were stopped in their tracks for 3 or 4 years or more. Well, if you're a second grader and lose 4 or 5 years of your education, you've lost a lot. So you had people that were coming here without that value of education, destitute, and then you have the Spanish flu pandemic that they're greeted to when they get here. There also was social transformation occurring from Victorian and Edwardian to the Roaring Twenties. They're in that same. That's one reason I was attracted to these two time frames, because they were transformational.
So as far as with the 2 minutes we have left, Jim, what kind of, like, if you like this book, they will like your book. So what kind of reading or reader do you think would really appreciate Willow's Pursuit and Wisconsin Logging 1921?
Well, anyone who is interested in history light. They don't want to know names, dates, and places. But if the history is there and it's a part of the story, you learn as you go, and it's painless. Anyone who would have been interested in reading Red Badge of Courage or Tom Sawyer would really enjoy the first one, which has a young boy who is going through those kind of trials and tribulations. Anyone interested in the paranormal might be interested in Willa's Pursuit, because her traumatic experience is actually triggered, it triggers a very extraordinary experience.
Awesome. Well, we will put both of those links for both books on our show notes for today. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. They both sound super interesting.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed the time with you.
Absolutely. Have a great day. All right. We'll be back in just a minute to talk about who's at Laughing Tap this weekend. With the great and the small. If you wish to join us, we'll find you the room.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
What is a Marie? Arabian? Someone who seeks to love God through Jesus Christ and love others. Someone who tries to live out their faith every day. At the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, our mission is sharing Christ, serving others. One of the ways we are serving is to provide a place for the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market, a weekly celebration of crafts, treats, and amazing people brought together to share their handiwork and passions with you each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through April 29th. We invite you to come check it out. All are welcome.
If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Kenosha, WAUK, 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Come laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Bach. Greg Bach.
Yes.
Who's at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
Your mom. Boom comedy.
She's been at the Laughing Tap before, but not on stage.
No, but it was lovely to have her there.
Yeah, she
and
had
you,
fun.
You and Mike. Amir Kay is here.
Okay.
This weekend. Five shows. This is a big one.
That's a big lineup.
Yeah. It's a show on Thursday, two on Friday, two on Saturday. Amir Kay has been on Mad TV. He's done Just for Last Comedy Festival, which is the oldest, biggest comedy festival.
Have you ever gone to Just for Last Comedy Festival?
As a performer?
No. In general.
Thanks.
No, I haven't gone as a performer. I went for fun, and it was awesome.
I've never gone. I would like to go one day, but someday I will go. Very funny. We have a clip?
We do have a clip.
Yes.
Sometimes I thought that, too. I was like, I wish Doogie could talk, and then I rethought it, and I'm like, dude, he's so needy. There's no way. He's so needy! If Doogie could talk, and he had a cell phone... I'd leave the house for 5 minutes. I'd check my voicemail. It'd be like, you have 30 new voice messages. Boop. Hey, what's going on? It's me, Doogie. Listen, I know you said we're going for a walk. I just kind of wanted to touch base and see what time you were thinking. Go ahead and give me a call back. I'm at home. Boop. Hey, it's me again. Red ball.
Yeah, you don't know what we take to the park? Can't seem to find her. Anyways, no big deal. Call me when you can. Boop. The Amazon packages are here. Hey, you're not going to want to go in the living room. I couldn't hold it. Boop, I found the bell, hell yeah! Boop. I'm just kidding, it's me, Doogie.
You guys let me do that way too long. Thank you so much!
I'm not kidding you. The what precedes that discussion is like another minute and a half, and it's all hilarious. It's just him talking. The whole set basically is him talking about being an Iranian-born individual who now lives in America to his dog. And it's so funny. It's so wonderful. And I'm so looking forward to having him. I can't wait to meet him. He just seems like a real cool guy. And I there's nothing better than having really cool people performing at the club.
And I have to say, he has the best set of hair I think I've ever seen in my entire
life.
His hair is gorgeous, and I'm not going to lie, a little jealous, will be a little standoffish at first as I stare at his locks, and then I'll warm up. His hair is amazing.
Oh, I just looked it up.
Wow.
It does look. It's very, very good hair.
Yeah.
So five shows. Any sold out? Where are the tickets looking right now? Tickets are still available. Yep.
So go to laughingtap.com.
Best deal in town.
Seriously, $20 a show, no drink minimums. You're getting to laugh with three amazing comics.
Who are the other two comics?
Kate Kincaid, who I've actually never seen personally, but is vouched for by our feature, who is Sohrab Farouzesh. And then Amir Kay. So it's a host, feature, and headliner.
It's a good lineup.
It's a great lineup. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
So I love comedy.
I love comedy. What's
Christopher Walken? I don't know what you were doing.
We were doing something, but I was like, I don't know what we're going for.
Put
right
your hands
now.
Up. No.
Didn't Pedro Pascal do some kind of weird voice when he was on SNL recently? That was funny.
Yes, it was. Nah, I can't do that.
What was he? What was the premise?
The premise is he wakes up from a coma and that's his personality.
Oh gosh.
So if you watch that clip, that sketch, then watch his interview with Seth Meyers the following week. It's so wonderful.
And he does it again.
Yeah,
right?
They're talking about, oh my god, it sounds like a Valley Girl walk-in. Oh my god.
And if staying on the Pedro Pascal
theme, let's just always stay on him.
Came across my Twitter feed, Pedro Pascal as mushrooms. So there's a picture of Pedro Pascal in a blue shirt and pants, and then next to him is a blue mushroom that actually looks like what he's wearing.
Yeah.
All tied into The Last of Us and the fungi and all that. It's hilarious.
They did another one too where he was wearing an outfit and they compared him to a duck. If you watch the Pedro Pascal Oscar Isaac autocomplete interview.
Okay.
I
heard it's really good. You've told me this before.
Oh my God, it's for the soul. I watch it once a week. It makes it feel so good. Yes, laughingtap.com. Amir K this weekend, five shows. Please come on down. We'd love to, excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional here. No, I just have a cough. We'd love to see you down there, and we're going to have a great time. So
sounds fun.
It is fun. You're fun.
You're fun. And this show was fun.
And it's Easter weekend, too.
Forgot about that. I'm going to go see John Wick on Sunday.
That is your penance.
Well, it's Bridget's birthday on Friday, and it's a weekend of birthday activities. And because I can't be there on Saturday, I'm driving them all on Friday. They're going to drive around to breweries and do their thing. And then on Sunday, it's going to be me and her doing brunch, go see John Wick, and then probably go home and fall asleep.
I referred to it as a blood ballet and was told that is an accurate description.
I heard it's the best one of all four.
Oh.
I'm holding back judgment. We'll see. But
favorite of the three?
The first one. I really do. You've got the great, like, I feel like what happened with that movie is that, or those movies, is that he made this great movie and then all of a sudden it was very popular. They said, we want a sequel. And then he's like, oh, I got to make a universe now with all this extra stuff, which is fine. And it's not bad. It's just, it didn't look like a movie conceived in the idea of, oh, I'm going to build this like 10 movie universe where blah,
but isn't
blah,
there
blah.
An argument that Star Wars is the same?
How do you mean?
Weigh
your words carefully.
Well, I am not enough of a Star Wars nerd to know what is true or not true. But didn't it start as... I mean, it's not like George Lucas had this entire universe plotted out before he wrote the first script.
Yes, he did.
I've heard conflicting...
It started in a thing called The Journal of the Wills, which is the prequel.
You have 1.5 minutes before this show ends.
No, we're going over. FCC, do something. I don't care. There's definitely some things out there that were not planned, but he conceived the first trilogy as three movies. You see A New Hope in the theaters in 77. It's not called A New Hope. It's called Star Wars. It wasn't until Empire they renamed it. But then there was always the thing of the next three. And he's like, I'm not going to make those. And then he's like, I'm going to make those. And then they're like, we'll make three more. And people are like, please stop already.
We are going to table this for next week.
Oh, yeah.
And bore anyone who's not a Star Wars fan, potentially. Because I have a lot of follow-up questions to what you just said. And I'm going to do my research in between.
I can't wait.
But you'll have to come back tomorrow to hear about the coffee that makes you poop. Because we never got to that Starbucks story.
Doesn't
but
our coffee
I kind of
make you poop?
And I think coffee in general does, but apparently when you add olive oil, extra, more so, even more so. Well, this was a super fun show today. It flew by. Thank you to Joe Zepecki, who was here for the first hour. Greg Bach, always love having you here. Thank you to everyone who called. We had a ton of callers today. We had a ton of texts. It's always more fun when you are engaged and you are having your voice heard on the show. So keep it up. And for now, we're going to go on with our Hump Day Wednesday and be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Make them laugh. Make them laugh.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.